I'm speaking to journalist Sally Rose. Sally, in the conference you mentioned that you didn't go through the typical journalism degree pathway into journalism. I was wondering if you could elaborate on the pathway that you did take and also whether you think a journalism degree is an effective way to become a journalist?
Yeah, I think journalism degrees are probably the most straightforward and effective way to become a journalist, for sure. And I wasn't meaning to criticise journalism degrees, and in fact, I probably would. I hope to go do a master's in journalism because I think there's, you know, I'm a big lover of formal education. I think you can get a lot from it. I came through first of all, ghostwriting, business writing, script writing, freelance writing path was my first intro. Also, some sub editing. Where I really got my break was through blogging and working as the single part-time paid employee for openforum.com.au, which is a citizen journalist platform that really specialises in public policy discussion. I worked there for 3 years until very recently. It's a great project. I love it. I'm still involved on a volunteer basis. And for me, whilst there's problems with people working for free, working for free helped me get that job. It's making that conversion. It's using it as a stepping stone to get where you need to be. And now I work in mainstream media as a writer, and I have really done a lot of... For me, the course that's helped me professionalise is I've got really involved with the Sydney Writers' Centre, the New South Wales Writers' Centre, done lots of their short courses. Now that I'm working in a bigger organisation, I have to learn to use... broadcast more, so I'm doing some short courses at NIDA, doing shorthand short courses, and I've been really lucky in that I've met a lot of great senior people in both my current and my previous roles who've mentored me and provided me with a whole range of skills, not just about writing, but in all the other parts of the business it takes to actually get published and stay published. And volunteering, you know, the reason I volunteered for the Foundation for Public Interest Subcommittee wasn't because I'm a great philanthropist. It's because it's filled with great professional people. I'd read Margaret Simmons' book. I really admired her. And the opportunity to, you know, give up a little bit of time to get to learn from her knowledge was totally worth it.
Do you think that citizen journalism is an important stepping stone for aspiring journalists to get into the mainstream media? And just quickly, because we're almost out of time. Mm.
It's one option, and if your other options aren't working, try it. All you've got to lose is your time.
Anything else that you wanted to add?
Anything else that I want to add? Go to UCOM News, check it out. If you like it, get involved. If you don't like it, email us and tell us the top three things that you would change to improve it.
Thank you very much, Sally Rose, for your time. And UCOM News, I guess it's something for people to check out.
My pleasure. Thank you.